4DKC, Mike.
2DQV, listening.
4HKX, mobile.
Patrick, don't know if you can copy me or not, in 4DJC.
Can hear you, you got some scratch on, you must be on your HT, but there was also another station that called out.
Thought I heard some wind, I just turned it on just a second, and we're walking down the stairs.
Today.
Good, so far. I got the trusses and all out for the house they're building next door. They unloaded them this afternoon, so we got a bunch of wood sitting beside the house. But it turned out to be a nicer day than I thought it would.
Tomorrow was supposed to be the bad day, but nice. Today was nice.
I'm out here this afternoon, warmed up. It's cloudy back over now, though. But had a pretty nice day. I expected to get a little rain, but we didn't see a drop that I know of.
Jerry, how you liking that little HT you got?
This is a D-74. I like this one pretty well, though. 52A I got there. I like it a lot. It didn't have quite all the bells and whistles that D-74 does, but it's a nice radio. It's a little better constructed, sealed up better for weather, and it's got a bigger, easier to read screen. It just doesn't have the APRS and 220 band and all the other stuff that D-74 has.
Tom doesn't do anything with APRS.
I hope my battery doesn't run out before I get finished talking to you. That DPRS stuff is part of that D-Star system. That started out in Japan. And there's a lot of gated DPRS repeaters in Japan. And that, it does the same type of position, but it doesn't translate well in the U.S. I don't think it does in the U.K. and Europe either, but that DPRS is more set up for D-Star because it will give you position. But finding a D-Star repeater that'll locate you properly is a whole other ball game. It'll show you being out in the middle of the ocean sometimes. So they're not really set up correctly here to do the kind of things that you can do with APRS. And it's more of a position system. It doesn't have the, we can send direct messages and that sort of thing, I don't think. But it's real popular in Japan. And that's probably the reason that the ICOM is set up that way.
Because I like that little ID52, but the fact that it doesn't have APRS on it is a real drawback.
It only works on D-Star, too, I think, Patrick. It's kind of a confusing situation. Sometimes you can dare, you have to jump through hoops to going through a hot spot or some of these other things to get it to show you position correctly. And even then, it's not, sometimes it's accurate and sometimes it's not. But going through a repeater may be better. But the thing I like about the 52, especially and mainly for D-Star, is that it gives you more information on the screen than like the D-74 or you know, the D-74, the D-72 does. That's the only two other APRS radios, handhelds that I know of. If there's another one, I don't remember what it is. But the 74 is a good radio. It's just a little more delicate, and these things are bringing big bucks now because it's the only one left. It's not discontinued last in 2020, I think.
Long ago. But yeah, that Kenwood D-74, that's a good radio. But I want one that does APRS. So basically all you can get now is the FT-5D.
I have one of those things out. I sold my first D-74 back in mid-2020 and decided I needed another one. I bought one in 2021, which I paid too much money for. But I had one of those FT-5s. The APRS on it is not quite as easy to work as it is on a D-74 or even a D-72 for that matter. And that touchscreen is, I don't do well with a touchscreen that small either, Patrick.
That's another thing. So, I don't know, I've been looking at both of them and kind of torn between that. So I just don't know what I'm going to do. I've got one of the Kenwood TH-74s, or no, the 6/8. I have to look and see the little bitty small one, that tri-band one.
Radio too. Those things are in demand by a lot of people too, because it's, you know, there's not many, there's nothing left in tri-band. I think a Linko might make a tri-bander, but the Kenwood's really the only one that went after the tri-band. This one does have 620 on it. It also has a shortwave, upper sideband, lower sideband. It's just for receive only, and covers, you know, a bunch of frequencies on it. It's kind of like a general coverage receiver too. And it does a fair job, but, you know, again, it's just a small radio. That packs a lot of stuff in it, though.
Well, radio I got, like I said, it's TH6F or F6, I can't remember. But that thing is amazing what you can receive on it. CW, 80 meters, you can transmit on 2 meter, 440, and the 220 band. I mean, it's a pretty nice little radio.
And 220 is, you know, it's popular in some areas. Up in the mountains, right, in the upper part of South Carolina, there's some T20 repeaters, and they got pretty good coverage as a rule. I'll get on one if I'm traveling up that area once in a while, and he called on it, somebody that usually answers, but it's popular. A friend at Asheville and up around Mount Mitchell up there. A lot of those guys like 220 up there.
Talk to anybody on 220 on it. I've heard Sid off the 640 machine saying there's a 220F. So far, I haven't been able to make it into it or hear it at all.
The machine on top of Glassy Mountain, which is not terribly far away. If you get it, when you get into Greenville, you might be able to hit it with a handheld. I can hit it from my front porch. Whether or not I'm getting into it very well or not is another story. But Kenwood makes a good radio. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're not making the only handheld they even offer for sale right now, Patrick, is that old K20, which is a basic two meter rig. And all the Kenwoods have really good receivers, and audio is generally really good on them as a rule, too.
My little Kenwood, I'll keep it next to my recliner, listening and monitoring the repeater. I can't make it back to the repeater with it, but it monitors it real well, so I really like it.
For the space station, too, when that 8 PRS dish feeder is running, it works great on that. And like I said, it's just an expensive radio. It was to begin with. And there's nothing else out there that has all the features that it does. And although I don't use it as much as I probably ought to, it's just there's nothing else out there to do everything. And if you put a decent antenna on it, it does amazingly well. I can put it on my little beam I got on top of the house and get into just about anything within 30 or 40 miles, even on 5 watts.
Unfortunately, my location doesn't allow for that. The radio's got a built-in antenna, but you can put on it and all that.
You can get a mobile link PNC and put up with any of those radios, any 2 meter radios. I don't know how expensive they are now. It used to be fairly inexpensive. That'll run you APRS for you, or just a standard radio, because APRS is, you know, it's analog. It's not really digital, not like D-Star is, or JZ Fusion.
Clear on your phone.
Patrick, good talking to you again. You have a good afternoon. Hopefully the weather won't be as bad as we think it's going to be tomorrow. Talk to you later. 73 N4DKC clear.